So before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter
8.
And the title of the sermon is The Fruitful Christian. Yeah, we're going through the Gospel of Luke. Journey into the life of Jesus. Learning from the things he has said and he has done.
So
start reading and read verses 1 till 3. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and sharing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, a Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna the wife of Shuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance.
و بعد از آن واقع شد که او در هر شهری و دهی گشته موعظه می نمود و به ملکوت خدا بشارت می داد و آن 12 باقی بودند و زنان چند که از ارواح پلید و مرضها شفا یافته بودند، یعنی مریم معروف مجدلیه که از او 7 بیرون رفته بود و یونا همسر قوزا ناظر هیرودیس و سوسن و بسیاری از زنان دیگر که از اموال خود او را خدمت می کردند.
Yeah, so Jesus is going around. He's going from city to city. And he's basically setting an example. And he's showing how it is done to his disciples that they need to share the good news, to bring the glad tidings. And of course, for us today, yeah, that is also our main thing that we are to do. These are our first works. Yeah, a church that doesn't share the gospel is dead. Yeah, you can have all the doctrine, the sound doctrine in the world. You can have great knowledge of God's word. And that's all good. But if we don't do anything with it, it is useless.
Yeah.
Our first works are to go out and share the gospel.
Now,
what I want you to see here is that there are many people involved in this when Jesus is going around. Yeah, it's not that it is the job of only the pastor, only the evangelist to do the work. And then the rest will be sharing the name.
Yeah,
everybody should be involved.
Of course,
the Bible clearly says the pastor must do the work of evangelist.
That's
2 Timothy 4:5. Yeah, setting the example.
و نمونه باشه.
Like Jesus also set an example.
همونجوری که عیسی مسیح مثل نمونه وار زندگی کرد.
2 Timothy 4:5 says, but watch thou in all things, talking to Timothy, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
4:5. اما تو در همه چیز هوشیار بوده، متحمل زحمات باش و عمل مبشر را به جا آور و خدمت خود را به کمال رسان.
Yeah, and the idea is that pastors, evangelists, yeah, will train the rest.
بقیه را آماده کنند که کار خداوند و خدمت خداوند را انجام بدن.
Ephesians 4:11-12.
افسوسیان 4:11-12.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
و او بخشید بعضی رسولان و بعضی انبیا و بعضی مبشرین و بعضی شبانان و معلمان را برای تکمیل مقدسین، برای کار خدمت، برای بنای بدن مسیح.
Yeah, we're called to do the work of the ministry.
ما خونده شدیم که خدمت خداوند را انجام
and
بدیم.
And the most important thing that we can do is
مهمترین چیز و کاری که میتونیم انجام بدیم
اینه که
پیام انجیل عیسی مسیح رو به همه تقسیم کنیم.
Young, old, that includes male, female.
هم جوون هم پیر چه زن چه مرد.
Yeah, in Luke 8 here we have the disciples being mentioned that are with Jesus.
نام برده شده که با عیسی مسیح هستن.
And specifically also women are mentioned here.
و خانوم هایی که در اطرافش
بودن.
حتی نام برده شده شخصا.
That's a part of doing the ministry.
که عضو خدمت های خدا بودن.
Yeah, of course there are differences between the roles for men and women.
کار و وظیفه خانوم و آقا ممکنه با هم فرق کنه. توی خونه هر کسی وظیفش فرق داره. کلیسا فرق داره.
Yeah, because a woman shouldn't be a pastor in a church.
Because
she cannot be the husband of one wife.
چون نمیتونه شوهر زن یک زن باشه. همونجوری که دوم تیموتائوس 3 گفته.
But women should be preaching the gospel.
میتونه بشارت بده انجیل رو.
The walls of the building.
حتی خارج از ساختمون بشارت بده.
It should be part of the ministry that's going on.
بشارت و خدمت خداوند باشه. اون هم خادم خداوند.
I was quite excited last Sunday morning.
یکشنبه هفته پیش خیلی خوشحال شدم.
When we in evangelism class we had three women joining in.
سه تا خانم هم شرکت کرده بود.
Yeah, it's much nicer if you go in a mixed group.
وقتی زن و شوهر یا زن و مرد باشیم وقتی میریم بیرون برای
Jesus calls us
کلام خداوند خوانده شده پیام رو بشارت بدیم، نمونه مسیح باشیم.
He's training those around him.
و یاد بدیم به اطرافیانمون، درس بدیم به اطرافیانمون.
And now I want to go into the main story that I want to focus on today.
داستانی که امروز میخوام بیشتر در موردش حرف بزنم.
And that is the parable of the sower.
اون مثال کشاورز و اون که دانه میکاره.
In the end you will see that actually ties in with these first verses in chapter 8.
چیزی رو در فصل 8 بهمون میگه.
Now the parable of the sower is a very famous parable.
داستان کاشتن داستان خیلی معروفیه که هممون میدونیم.
مثال
اگر کسی مسیحی مدت تو کلیسا باشه حتما در موردش شنیده.
Yet it's also a parable with a lot of disagreement in regards to the interpretation.
و یه داستانی هم هست که خیلی کلیساها با هم در موردش موافق نیستن.
And it's interesting because we actually have the interpretation of Jesus in the text.
چون تو خود عیسی مسیح توضیح داده در موردش چیه، جالبه که بقیه بعد برداشت کردن.
So meaning there's differences about the interpretation of the interpretation.
در حقیقت معنی برداشت از برداشت عیسی مسیح از برداشتش هست که بقیه اختلاف دارن.
Let's see today if we can figure out the correct interpretation of this parable.
راه درست این مثل چیست؟
Yeah, I'm going to just look at what Jesus says.
ببینیم عیسی
and compare scripture with scripture.
آیه رو با آیه مقایسه کنید.
Now read verse 4 in Luke 8.
8:4.
And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable.
آشان گروهی بسیار فراهم می شدند از هر شهر نزد او می آمدند. مثلی آورده گفت.
Yeah, so this story is a parable.
اول مثاله، مثاله.
Yeah, that's an earthly story to explain and spiritual truth.
داستانی مثالی است که حقیقت واقعی رو اعلام کنه.
Yeah, it's to help us understand spiritual things.
کمکمون کنه که نکته‌های مثال رو درک کنیم.
Yeah, unfortunately a lot of times parables are misused and abused to propagate false doctrine.
از مثال‌ها به عنوان اعتقاد اصلیشون استفاده
yeah,
normally, میکنن و غلطه.
One specific point being made.
همیشه مثل یک نکته رو اعلام میکنه
and
نه چیز دیگه.
People feel free to just run wild with whatever is said in a parable.
اما مردم هر چی که در مثال میگه ممکنه به چپ و راست و بالا پایین بپرن.
And base doctrines on that.
و اعتقاداتشون روی مثل بنا کنن.
We need to base doctrines on clear statements in the Bible, not on parables.
اعتقاداتمون رو رو کلامهای رو آشکار خداوند بذاریم نه مثالها.
But I want to give you another reason that the Bible gives here why Jesus spoke in parables. Skip for a moment to verse 9 and 10. Luke 8 verses 9 and 10. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand.
از شاگردانش از او سوال نموده گفتند که معنی این مثل چیست؟ گفت به شما دانستن اسرار ملکوت خدا عطا شده است، اما دیگران را به واسطه مثل‌ها تا نگریسته نبینند و شنیده درک نکنند.
Yeah, so the disciples are not understanding what Jesus is trying to say.
چی داره میگه اینجا؟
Yeah, Jesus, what are you saying?
عیسی مسیح چی؟
Yeah, what's the point that you're trying to make?
نکته‌ای رو که داری اینجا اعلام می‌کنی چی
هست؟ And then he tells them, for you, to you.
میگه برای شما.
Yeah, it is okay to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. It's given to you.
خوبه که ملکوت خداوند رو بدونی.
Yeah, because we know that Jesus is about to explain this to them.
عیسی مسیح قراره براشون باز کنه مثل رو.
But then it says to others,
بعد میگه برای دیگران
it is not given to understand those
بهشون درکش داده نشده این کلام ها رو درک کنن.
Yeah, so Jesus plainly states
عیسی مسیح خیلی روشن
that there are those that he doesn't want to understand what he is saying.
کسایی هستن که نمیخواد بفهمن حرفاشو.
Yeah, there are those who see me.
کسایی هستن که منو میبینن.
Yet they do not see.
اما نمیبینن.
They don't get it.
نمیفهمن.
Yeah, there are those that hear me.
کسایی هستن که میشنون.
And I do not want them to understand.
نمیخوام اونا بفهمن.
Yeah, that's why I speak in parables.
برای همین با مثال باهاتون حرف میزنم.
Yeah, there are people in the crowd that Jesus is speaking to.
کسایی که تو جمعی که دارم باهاتون صحبت میکنم
he doesn't want to understand.
نمیخوام بفهمن داستان ها رو. نمیخوام مثال ها رو بفهمن.
Some look at that and struggle with that.
بعضی نگاه میکنن و مشکل دارن از این.
Why wouldn't Jesus want everybody to understand these great stories?
نه، همه این داستان های خوبش رو بفهمن.
Now, here's why.
دلیلش میدونی چیه؟
Yeah, because there are some people.
چون کسایی هستن که
that we also call reprobates, people who are rejected by God.
که خدا رو رد کردن، خدا ردشون کرده.
People have crossed a line with God.
که با خداوند و کلام خدا گذشتن.
People who cannot be saved anymore.
کسایی دیگه که نمیتونن نجات پیدا کنن.
Oh, but I thought everybody could be saved.
بگم همه میتونن نجات کنن تا آخرین نفس میتونن نجات پیدا کنن.
Sorry, but that's not biblical actually.
کلام خداوند اینو بهمون نشون نمیده.
Most people can be saved till the last
breath. اکثر کسا میتونن تا آخرین نفسشون نجات
پیدا کنن. Cross a line with God.
اما بعضی وقتا یه دی از خطی میذارن که بعد از اون خط دیگه نمیتونن نجات پیدا کنن.
I'm going to give you some examples.
چند تا مثال بهتون بزنم.
Go to Revelation 22.
مکاشفه 22.
18 and 19.
18 و 19.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
زیرا هر کس را که کلام نبوت این کتاب را بشنود شهادت می‌دهم که اگر کسی بر آنها بیفزاید خدا بلایای مکتوب در این کتاب را بر وی خواهد افزود و هرگاه کسی از کلام این نبوت چیزی کم کند خدا نصیب او را از کتاب حیات و از شهر مقدس و از چیزهایی که در این کتاب نوشته است برخواهد
داشت. Yeah. So you tamper with God's word.
اگر تو کلام خدا بازی کنی
you will seal your fate.
آینده‌تو به خطر انداختی.
Yeah, you will seal your fate in hell.
در تو جهنم افتادی به خاطر اینکه کلام خدا بازی کردی.
Where your name would have been taken out of the book of life.
اگر نامت ممکن بود در دفترچه حیات باشه برداشته میشه.
Even though these people are physically still alive walking around
the earth. هنوز زندن، هنوز تو دنیا هستن، اما از دفترچه حیات ابدی پاک کردن.
Here's another one.
یکی دیگه.
Yeah, taking the mark of the beast.
کسی که نام شیطان رو به دستای خودش قبول کنه.
And no Christian will ever do that.
هیچ ایمانداری هیچ وقت این کار نمیکنه. نمیتونه.
Yeah, but there are people who do that in the future.
کسایی هستن که در آینده این کارو
میکنن.
و وقتی این کارو میکنن.
Go to Revelation 14. Revelation 14 verses 9 to 11.
40 11 تا 5 تا 5 14.
14 9 to 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out of mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up for ever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name.
9 to 11. و فرشته سوم از پی این دو آمده به صدای بلند میگوید اگر کسی وحش و تمثال او را پرستش کند و نشان او را بر پیشانی یا دست خود پذیرد او نیز از شراب خام خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است خواهد نوشید در نزد فرشتگان و مقدس و در حضور بره و آتش و گوگل معذب خواهد شد و دود عذاب ایشان تا ابد بالا می رود پس آنانی که وحش و تمثال او را پرستش می کنند و هر که نشان اسم او را پذیرد شبانه روز آرامی ندارد.
Yeah, those who take the mark of the beast.
نام وحش رو مهر وحش رو می گیرند.
They will have no rest, no day
or
night.
نشان اسم رو پذیرد شبان روز شکنجه خواهند شد در اون
yeah, these people are rejected by God
خدا ردشون
میکنه
چون از اون مرز خدا گذشتن
but what if they believe
اما اگه ایمان بیارن چی
it says if somebody believes they get saved
ایمان بیاره نجات پیدا میکنه
now the problem is they cannot believe anymore
دیگه از اون به بعد نمیتونن ایمان بیارن
John 12.
یوحنا 12
go to John 12 37 till 40
تا 40
They're incapable of believing.
دیگه قادر نخواهند بود.
Because they have crossed that line. But 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who had believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. That they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them.
و آنکه پیش روی ایشان چنین معجزات بسیار نموده بود به دو ایمان نیاوردند تا کلامی که اشعیای پیامبر گفت به اتمام رسد ای خداوند کیست که خبر ما را باور کرد و بازوی خداوند به چه کسی آشکار گردید و از آن جهت نتوانستند ایمان آورند زیرا که اشعیا نیز گفت چشمان ایشان را کور کرد و دلهای ایشان را سخت ساخت تا به چشمان خود نبینند و به دلهای خود نفهمند و بر نگردند تا ایشان را شفا دهند.
Yeah, so about a certain people it is said they could not believe and of course
نمیتونن ایمان بیارن.
In the New Testament we're talking about the Pharisees some of the Pharisees and religious leaders.
مذهبیان اون زمان.
Now why was that? Why is that?
نمیتونن ایمان بیارن.
It says God had blinded their eyes.
چشمان
God had hardened their hearts.
خداوند قلب اونها رو سنگ کرده بود.
Yeah, there was a line they had crossed.
یه مسیری ازش گذاشتن. یه خطی ازش گذاشتن. بعد از اینکه حقیقت رو دیدن.
Having seen the miracles.
با اینکه معجزه ها رو دیدن.
But rejecting God.
کلام خدا رو رد کردن.
The truth that was given to them.
حقیقت خدا رو که بهشون داده شده بود.
And as a result.
و در نتیجه.
At a certain point, God said, "Okay, now I will reject you."
از این به بعد
I cannot believe anymore.
و دیگه نمیتونین ایمان داشته باشین.
Because now God. الان
خدا چشاشون رو بسته.
Yeah. Did they have a chance?
آیا میتونستن؟
Yeah, absolutely.
ممکن بود.
Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
جهان رو محبت نمود که یگانه فرزندش رو داد که هر آن که به او ایمان آورد هلاک نگردد بلکه زندگی جاوید بیابد.
Of course had a chance.
بله شانسش رو داشت.
Last week in Luke 7 we looked at this woman who washed the feet of Jesus.
در مورد اون خانمی صحبت کردیم هفته پیش که پای عیسی رو شست.
And this said about her, thy faith has saved thee.
و گفت ایمان تو رو نجات داد.
Yeah, that holds for everybody.
هر کسی.
As long as we've not crossed that line.
تا زمانی که از اون خط خدا نگذریم.
Of course, most people have not crossed that line.
اکثر دنیا از این خط نگذشتیم.
But when they do, God blinds their eyes and
hardens
their hearts.
خداوند چشمامون رو کور میکنه و قلبشون کور میکنه و قلبشون رو سنگ میکنه و اون موقع است که خداوند دیگه نمیذاره انتخاب کنه.
I don't have time to go much deeper into this, but read Romans 1 at home if you want to.
بهش بیشتر عمیق‌تر نگاه کنم. رومیان فصل 1 اگه خواستین
بخونید.
خداوند اونها رو به فکر شیطانی میده.
An example in the Bible would be Pharaoh.
مثل فرعون.
Yeah, Pharaoh is an example of a reprobate.
فرعون یکی از کسایی بود که کلا خدا رو ردش
کرد. A lot of people don't understand why.
بعضی نمیفهمن چرا فرعون رو این سنگ کرد قلبش.
Why is everybody blaming Pharaoh? Because it says God is hardening his heart.
خداوند قلبش رو سنگ کرد.
How is he fault in all of this?
پس فرعون چه اشتباهی کرده؟ خداوند قلبش رو سنگ کرد.
Yeah, God did harden his heart at this point.
قلبش رو سنگ کرد یه جای زندگیش توی زندگیش. اما بعد از اینکه فرعون
had crossed the line
از اون خط خدا گذشت، از اون مرز خدا گذشت.
God uses Pharaoh.
حالا خداوند از فرعون استفاده
می‌کنه. Show his glory, to show his power, by destroying him. Yeah, so just this to explain that there's another reason that Jesus gives here why he spoke in parables.
There is a group of people.
To them, it's not given. I do not want them to understand this parable. That's why I'm speaking in parables. But of course, he wants his disciples to know this, to understand this. So let's look at the parable itself now. Let's start reading in verse 5 to 8. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. Another fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that had ears to hear, let him hear.
که برزگری به جهت تخم پاشتن بیرون رفت و وقتی که تخم می‌کاشت بعضی بر کناره راه افتاده شد و پایمال شده مرغان هوا آن را خوردند و خاری بر سنگ راه افتاده چون روید از آن جهت که رطوبتی نداشت خشک کرده و قدری در میان خارها افکنده شد که خارها به آن رشد کرده آن را خفه نمود و بعضی در زمین نیکو پاشیده شد روید و صد چندان ثمر آورد چون این را گفت ندا در داد هر که گوش شنوا دارد بشنود.
Yeah, so this is an early story.
داستانی زمینی.
We have a farmer. He starts sowing seeds in the
field. یک کشاورزی داریم داره دونه میکاره.
Yeah, it's a story everybody can relate to.
داستانی که همه‌مون می‌دونیم چه شکلیه.
Yeah, we can all picture this.
می‌تونیم تصویرش رو بزنیم بیاد.
Some seeds fall by the wayside.
دونه پرت می‌کنی، بعضیا ممکنه رو خاک بیفته. رو جاده بیفته، پات بیفته روش. بعضی رو سنگ بیفته.
Springs up and then it withers away.
بلند میشه و می‌سوزه و از بین میره.
Some fall among thorns, being choked. بعضی
میفته بغلت خار و خفه میشه.
And some in good ground.
بعضی در زمین
خوب. Where it starts growing.
و رشد میکنن.
And bears
و ثمر به بار میارن.
Yeah, this is not difficult to understand story.
درک نیست این داستانو. سخت نیست قبول کردنش.
Now the question is, what is the interpretation?
اما معنیش یعنی چی؟
What is the point that Jesus is making?
نکته ای که عیسی من میسازه چیست در موردش؟
Yeah, because Jesus gives it here. Now read verse 11.
آیه 11 بخون.
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
اما مثل این است که تخم کلام خداست.
Yeah. So Jesus explains what the seed means.
The word of God.
And we see this in more places in the Bible. Go to 1 Peter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
و از آن روی که تولد تازه یافتید نه از تخم فانی بلکه از فنا ناپذیر یعنی به کلام خدا که زنده و تا ابد باقی است.
Incorruptible seed is the word of God here.
تخمی که فنا ناپذیر است کلام خداست. کلام خدایی که
in the hearts of men.
در قلب‌های انسان‌ها کاشته میشه.
Now let's look at these four different grounds or lands
where the seed fell. اون 4 تا زمین و اون 4 تا خاکی که در تخم از درونش میافتند رو توضیح بدیم یعنی چی.
Let me first give you the most common interpretation.
اما اولین درک معمولی همه اینه.
Yeah, most preachers will teach that these four types of grounds or land or soil represent the salvation status of mankind. And they will say the first three are not saved. Only the last one, the good ground, is the one, other ones that are saved. And they will point out that resonates with the truth, with reality, because most people are not saved today. Now, this is not what I believe is the correct interpretation.
And
I will explain today what I believe is the correct interpretation. In short, it is like I believe that these four grounds or these four lands are not represent mankind.
فقط انسان ها
but
نیستن.
Christianity.
مسیحیت.
Those who call themselves Christian.
کسایی هستند که نام خودشون رو مسیحی میگن.
And that only the first group is not saved.
فقط اولین گروه نجات نداره.
The seed that fell by the wayside.
اون کسی که تو جاده رفته.
But that the last three
نجات
are saved.
نداره. ولی سه تای دیگه نجات دارن.
Representing common type of Christians.
مسیحیای عادی دنیوی.
Yeah, and of course, last one will be the group.
آخریش
the good
کسایی هستن که زمین خوبن.
It will be the fruitful Christian. The
مسیحی ثمره آورن.
You want to be. The
مسیحی
group you
که
want to be
همه میخوایم توش باشیم.
Now let's go over the parable.
یه مثال رو نگاه کنیم.
Yeah, with the interpretation of Jesus next to it.
و مثال عیسی مسیح در کنارش.
Read verse 5.
آیه 5.
A sower went out to sow a seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it.
که برزگری به جهت تخم کاشتن بیرون رفت و وقتی که تخم کاشت بعضی بر کنانه راه ریخته شد و پایمان شده مرغان هوا آن را خوردند.
Seed falls down on
place where it پایمال شد.
Cannot grow.
که دیگه نمیتونه رشد کنه.
It is stepped on, trodden on.
روش پاش گذاشته شد، خورده شد.
And this seems to be the worst place of all for the seed to fall.
جایی که میتونه تخم
skip to verse 12 to read the interpretation that Jesus gives. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved.
و آنانی که در کنار راه هستند کسانی میباشند که چون میشنوند فوراً ابلیس آمده کلام را از دلهای ایشان میرواید مبادا ایمان آورده نجات یابند.
Yeah, so those by the wayside are they that hear? There's been a person, a soul winner, that preached the good news to them. He's heard it. But then comes the devil and takes away the seed that are sown. Yeah, so we shouldn't believe and be saved. They hear the good news, but they don't end up believing and being saved. And really nobody disagrees with
هیچ کی مخالف این موضوع نیست که میشنوه قبول نمیکنه.
It clearly says they don't end up being saved.
باعث نجات نمیشه.
Now let me remark that if you believe that these four grounds or lands represent the salvation status of mankind,
و اگر این چهار ایمان داشته باشی که این چهار خاک نشونه مکان ایمان داشته،
you'll be missing groups.
یه سری گروه ها کمه.
What about people who never hear the gospel?
اونایی که انجیل رو نمیشنون چی؟
Yeah, they're not covered in this parable.
اونا در این مثال نام برده نشدن.
What about those who hear?
اونایی که میشنون.
Yeah, but and believe what they hear, but then reject the truth.
ایمان میارن اما حقیقت رو رد میکنن.
Yeah, when you go soul winning, sometimes you
talk
with people.
بعضی وقتا یه نفر با کسی صحبت میکنی.
You explain the gospel.
توضیح میدی انجیل رو.
They hear it.
میشنون.
They completely understand it.
درکش میکنن.
Exact correct understanding.
و میفهمن
چی گفته. And they say, I don't want it.
ولی نمیخوام.
They reject it.
ردش میکنن.
Now let's go over to the next one.
برگردیم به مثال بعدی.
Because these categories are not represented in in that explanation.
چون اون گروه ها در این مثال کامل نیست در حقیقت.
Let's go to verse 6.
آیه 6 رو نگاه کنیم.
And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture.
و پاره‌ای بر سنگلاخ افتاده چون روید از آن جهت که رطوبتی نداشت خشک
گردید. Yeah, so here we have the seed, the word of God falling upon the rocks.
داریم که پیام خشک کاشته شده بر اون سنگ افتاده. یادتون باشه.
Actually starts growing.
اول رشد میکنه.
It said it sprung up.
رشد میکنه.
But then in the end it ends up withering away.
خشک میشه.
Yeah. It did not have what it needs to thrive.
اون چیزی که لازم داشت لازم داشت نداشت. آب کم داشت.
Now, let's read the interpretation that
Jesus gives. معنیشو ببینیم که
Verse 13.
آیه 13.
They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy and these have no root which for a while believe and in time of temptation fall away.
و آنانی که بر سنگلاخ هستند کسانی می باشند که چون کلام را می شنوند آن را به شادی می پذیرند و اینها ریشه ندارند پس تا مدتی ایمان دارند و در وقت آزمایش مرتد می شوند.
Yeah, so there are those where the seed is sown, it falls on their hearts, they hear the words, and it says they receive the word, and, but they have no root, and it says which for a while believe, and in time of temptation they fall away. Yeah? Notice that it says they heard the word, they received the word, and they did believe.
Now,
what does it take for somebody to get saved? Yeah, go to Romans 10. We'll give you some. Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yeah, the seed was the word of God.
کلام خداوند.
Where does the faith come from?
و ایمان از کجا میاد?
The belief, hearing
و شنیدن کلام خدا.
Go to Acts 2.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2.
Yeah, where we have a story where many people got saved at the day of Pentecost.
نجات پیدا کردن در روز پنتیکاست.
Now listen how the Bible describes those who are saved.
کلام خداوند اونهایی که نجات میارن رو چجوری نام میبره? 2:41.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized and the same day they were added unto him about 3,000 souls.
پس ایشان کلام را به خوشحالی پذیرفته تعمید گرفتند و در همان روز حدود 3,000 نفر به دیشان
پیوستند.
کلام را به خوشحالی پذیرفتند، گشنیدن و پذیرفتند.
And then they got baptized.
و بعد تعمید گرفتند.
Yeah, why did they get baptized? Because
چرا تعمید
گرفتند؟
چون نجات پیدا کردند.
Yeah, you first get saved, then you get baptized.
اول تعمید میگیری و بعد اول نجات پیدا میکنی و بعد تعمید میگیری.
They heard the word and they received.
کلام خدا را شنیدند و دریافت کردند.
Yeah, they believed it and got saved.
ایمان دارند و نجات پیدا کردند.
Now this group here that is represented by the seed that fell on the rocks.
نامشون مثل دانه‌ای است که بر روی سنگ افتاده.
Our people are actually saved.
کسایی هستن که واقعا نجات دارن.
Now they're not right with God.
با خدا درست عمل نمی‌کنن. اما نجات دارن. برمیگردیم بهش.
Now you say I struggle with the falling away part.
از اون مشکلی که شک می‌کنن مشکل دارن.
Because some will even use this verse to say, oh, you can lose your salvation.
بعضیا میگن می‌تونی نجاتت رو از دست بدی.
Ignoring like 100 other verses that actually say you cannot lose your
salvation.
Yeah, John 3:16. Everybody knows that one.
یوحنا 3:16.
For God so loved the world
انقدر جهان را محبت نمود
that he gave his only begotten son
که یگانه فرزندش را داد
that whoever believes in him
هر آن که به او ایمان آورد مجازات نشود
everlasting life
و زندگی جاوید
داشته باشد. You believe, you trust in Jesus,
اعتماد کردی به عیسی مسیح,
you have everlasting life.
زندگی جاویده.
It's not temporary life.
موقت نیست، جاویده.
It is everlasting, جاویده. Eternal.
جاودانه.
Yeah, it doesn't end.
تمامی نداره.
Yeah, John 1:12 it says you become a son of God. You're adopted into his family. John 1:12.
یوحنا 1:12.
John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
و اما به آن کسانی که او را قبول کردند قدرت داد تا فرزندان خدا گردند یعنی به هر که به نام او ایمان آورد.
When you got saved,
وقتی نجات پیدا کردی,
you became part of God's family.
شدی فرزندان خداوند.
You became a child of God.
شدی فرزند عیسی مسیح.
Now, I have physical children.
من فرزند جسمانی دارم.
Regardless of whatever they will do, they will always be my children. Nothing can change that.
همیشه فرزند من هستن. هیچی رو عوض نمی‌کنه.
John 10:28.
یوحنا 10:28.
And I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28. And you can read
all 29. و من به آنها حیات جاودانی می‌دهم تا به ابد هلاک نخواهند شد و هیچ کس آنها را از دست من نخواهد گرفت.
So you possess eternal life.
تو زندگی جاودانی داری در اون لحظه‌ای که اعتماد کردی به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, if you could lose it.
پذیرفتی. اگه می‌تونستی از دستش بدی.
Then it's not eternal.
پس دیگه ابدی نیست.
And you're making God a liar.
پس اون موقع خداوند رو دروغگو اعلام کردی.
Yeah. Let me also make another remark.
بذار یه نکته دیگر رو بهتون بگم.
We're talking about faith.
در مورد ایمان صحبت می‌کنی.
There's more about faith than only getting saved.
بیشتر در مورد ایمان هست فقط تا برای نجات. ایمان کارهای دیگر انجام میده. رومیان 1 رو باز کن.
Romans 1:17.
17.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith.
که در عدالت خدا به ظهور میرسد از ایمان تا ایمان چنان که مکتوب است که عادل به ایمان زیست خواهد نمود.
Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
اما عادل به ایمان زیست خواهد نمود و اگر عقب بکشد نفس من با وی خوشنود نخواهد بود.
Turn one page further. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
اما بدون ایمان خوشنود ساختن او غیر ممکن است. زیرا هر که به سوی خدا می آید لازم است که ایمان آورد، برای اینکه او هست و جویندگان خود را پاداش می دهد.
We didn't stop having faith when we got
saved.
There are things in the Christian life where we have faith in what God has said.
ایمان داریم بهش، به چیزایی که خداوند گفته.
And we trust in God and his promises that God gives are true.
اعتماد می‌کنیم که خداوند بهمون داده حقیقته.
And the disciples said, increase our faith in Luke 75.
Increase our faith. ایمانتون رو زیاد کنی.
Yeah, the idea is that we are growing in our faith.
در ایمانمون رشد کنیم.
Yeah, so we have this group in Luke 8 that hears the word of God, receives it, and believes it. And they start growing. They sprung up. They start following the word of God, the Bible. But it is when temptation comes, when persecution comes, that they fall away. And they get scared. They don't trust anymore the things that God has written in his word.
That God
will take care of them in the hard situation they're in. They have no root that keeps them. Go to Matthew 13. Where you have a parallel passage to Luke 8, Matthew 13:20-21. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet had not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended.
و آن که بر سنگلاخ ریخته شد اوست که کلام را شنیده بلافاصله به خوشنودی قبول می کند، اما ریشه‌ای در خود ندارد بلکه فانیست و هرگاه سختی یا صدمه‌ای به سبب کلام بر او وارد آید بلافاصله لغزش می خورد.
Yeah, so he dureth for a while.
تحملش میکنه برای یه مدت.
Yeah, that's the same as he believed it for a while.
ایمان داره برای
یه
مدتی در لوقا فصل 8.
For a while they are with us, for a while they are in church.
یه مدتی با مامان، یه مدتی با ما تو کلیسان.
For a while they read the word of God, listen to the preaching.
کلام خداوند رو میخونن، موعظه رو گوش میدن.
برای یه مدتی. Things get tough.
بعد سخت میشه زندگیشون.
And they stop reading.
و دیگه نمیخونن.
They start dropping out of church.
دیگه کلیسا کمتر پیداش میشه.
They stop trusting the promises.
دیگه به اعتمادهای خداوند اعتماد ندارن.
And they fall away.
و بعد دور میشن.
I didn't say they stopped believing.
نمیگه دیگه ایمان ندارن به خدا.
No, they stopped trusting on his promises.
قول‌های خداوند اعتماد ندارن.
They do not base their life on the Bible.
اعتقادشون رو در کلام خداوند نمیذارن. ریشه نمیذارن.
They don't believe the Bible.
ایمان ندارن کلام خداوند رو دیگه.
All the other things besides salvation.
گفته به غیر از نجات.
They hear.
شنیدن.
They receive.
دریافت کردن.
They believe.
ایمان آوردن.
But it doesn't last for very long.
اما زیاد طولانی نموند.